Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
All right, we've got about 10 minutes, so let's see if we can get about 20 of you in here for your 30-second postcards to Andrew Cuomo, your first chance to congratulate the governor-elect and petition him to do the right thing. Our 10 lines are full, so as people finish up, we can get to you if you want to call in at 212-433-WNYC. You can also post these to our show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And as I say, we'll keep these short, about 30 seconds. And I'll begin with mine, which is simply, Governor, to come on our show and take phone calls from the people of New York. Governor Patterson has been very accessible. Governor Spitzer came on. And your father, Mario, was very good about putting himself out there in his last years of office, the very early years of this show. We know you don't like a lot of one-on-one interviews, but we'll be tough but fair. And our listeners deserve the chance to call in and speak to you as they have to past governors. So, Governor, that's my request. And listeners, how about you? Your 30-second postcards to Governor-elect Andrew Cuomo. Congratulate him or petition him to do the right thing. 212-433-WNYC. And I'm really going to keep you to 30 seconds here, so right to the point. Peter in Flushing. Hi.
Hello. I'd like to ask congratulations and recommend that he continue his efforts to fully repeal the Rockefeller drug laws.
Thank you very much. Sam in Forest Hills, go.
Please do what you think is right. Don't necessarily listen to the polls. Listen to your heart and listen to what you know.
Thank you. Lee in Scarsdale, you're up next. Hi.
The system is systemically broken. If necessary, convene a constitutional convention and fix gerrymandering.
Yeah, we'll have to ask a guest next hour when we continue to talk about the governor, whether he's really going to convene a constitutional convention in New York State, which he has talked about in the past, and which opens up all kinds of cans of worms if he does. Man, you folks are talking not only in 30-second congratulations, but in like 10-second media sound bites. So 212-433-WNYC is a few of our lines have opened up. And Lisa in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I would like to congratulate Governor-elect Cuomo. I would also like him to urge him to take a stand against hydrofracking in upstate New York to protect the drinking water of New York and the water table of New York. He refused to take a stand while he was running. I would like him to do so now that he is our Governor-elect.
Thank you very much. Tracy in Sleepy Hollow, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo. Go.
I'd like to congratulate Governor Cuomo and call on him to put into place a energy solution for New York State that will allow us to finally take our aging nuclear power plant on the Hudson Indian Point offline.
Thank you. Patty in Yorktown Heights, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo.
Hi, congratulations to Governor Cuomo. I also want Governor Cuomo to be a leader in the environmental community for New York State. I want him to make sure that there's a moratorium on the hydrofracking in the Marcellus Shale until a complete environmental review can be done, and to beef up the DEC and the Environmental Protection Fund as it was originally designed so we have enough oversight and keep our air and our water pure and safe.
Thank you very much. Melanie in Manhattan, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo.
Thank you. Congratulations to the governor, and I want him to allow the sale of wine in all grocery stores. I want those franchise fees to help balance our budget.
Thank you very much. Patrick in Brooklyn, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo. Hi.
Well, to follow up on what other callers said, he could start by eliminating the cuts that Patterson just made to the DEC. But don't abandon poor citizens. New York State remains a liberal state, and he got in office because of liberal voters, not because conservative voters.
Thank you. Doris in Manhattan, you have a 30-second postcard for Governor-elect Cuomo. And turn your radio off.
Oh, sorry about that.
Doris, I'm going to come back to you. We're going to go to Andy on Long Island next. Hi, Andy. Go ahead.
Hi, Brian. I would like him to convene a constitutional convention with at least two issues of very great importance. Because the bicameral legislature is so ineffective, I'd like us to have a one unicameral legislature. I think that would work better. And the other thing is to allow for ballot referenda like they do propositions in other states and let the people tell him what to do every now and then.
Thank you very much. Doris in Manhattan, we'll give you another shot. Hi.
Here I am. I want to congratulate Andrew Cuomo. I have only one piece of advice. When in doubt, please have a good long talk with your father, a much admired man.
Thank you very much. Alejandro in the Bronx, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo.
Yes, I'd like to congratulate the governor, and I'd like to remind him not to forget the famous word from his father, you campaign in poetry, but you govern in prose.
Good one. Thank you very much. James in Manhattan, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo.
Thank you, Brian. Andy, Governor Cuomo, I wish you the very best, but you must tax the rich the way you tax me and everyone that's a middle-class working person in America or in New York State, that is, so that we can have equitable taxpayers. Thank you.
Thank you. Rick in Chelsea, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo.
Thank you. I'm very happy, Mr. Cuomo, Governor Cuomo, that you got elected. I look forward to perhaps you bringing your focus around to the tenants in rent-stabilized apartments in the city. I think we're suffering a great deal from the power that the landlords hold over us and the conditions that we're forced to live in. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan in Westchester, your 30-second postcard for Governor-elect Cuomo.
Thank you, Brian. Congratulations to the new governor. And if he's not going to run for president, can he let us know a lot earlier than his father ever did?
Thank you. Bob in Manhattan, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo. Hi.
Hi. Governor, the world has moved on, so don't be like your father. We can't afford his policies today.
All those other folks saying be like your father. You're saying don't be like your father. Thank you. And let's see. Who's this? I'm sorry, I don't have a name. You're calling from Parsippany?
Yes, it's Ken. And I want to say congratulations. We could use a governor who combines fiscal restraint with a progressive and enlightened agenda. Wish you were here, Governor, in New Jersey.
Thank you. And DeForest in Yonkers, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo.
I want to congratulate the governor on his election. I was really thoroughly underwhelmed by him as a candidate. In fact, Kyle Palladino excited me, and that's all the more reason why I went out and voted for Cuomo. But I want you, Cuomo, to govern with the kind of verve and enthusiasm that this state so desperately needs, and I look forward to being excited by you as a governor.
DeForest, thank you. And Frank in Queens, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo.
Yeah, keep CUNY affordable and work on some sort of recruitment and retention for young black males in CUNY.
Thank you. Leslie in Manhattan, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo. Leslie, are you there?
I am.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Fix gerrymandering. Let's start a wave across the nation on gerrymandering. Fix it. I mean, you know what I mean. And a moratorium on hydrofracking. Without the protection of life and the securing of life, all else is sacrificed.
Frank in Manhattan, your 30-second postcard.
Hi, good morning. Hi. This state has been humiliated by the behavior of our past two governors. Frankly, I think that this great state deserves someone better than a governor who will not speak to the people, who cannot speak to the people. And I think he should step down now before he further humiliates this great state.
Elspeth in Astoria, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo.
Hi, I just wanted to say congratulations and also wanted to ask to please advocate for marriage equality rights for gays in New York State. New York is a leader, and it's about time that we were a leader in these human rights.
And Johnny, last one, your 30-second postcard to Governor-elect Cuomo. Johnny.
Hi, I would like to congratulate the new governor, and I would like to ask him to create new jobs for the people, because most of these people that voted for him don't have jobs, so it is very important for him to create new jobs for New Yorkers. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll add one from our comments page. Someone wrote from me, calling themselves me, postcard to Cuomo, I need a job. Where do I send my resume? You can continue to post your 30-second postcards to Andrew Cuomo on our show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We will direct their office to the page. More to come, another hour of breaking down the election results. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.